You're getting good.
I think so.
In part of the place.
Yeah.
The
place, all except about three or four loads of it, went in his greenies down there.
And all this place up
here. Yeah, what do you do this up here? Is it store or go down home?
One load. See, that's where we finished up filling the greenries, and then the rest of it went to the elevator.
They said he had 3,000 mushrooms in store. He might have been all too damn store. Somebody said he made
3,000
bushels. You know what I mean?
Well, he averaged 30 bushel, and I don't have any idea how many acres he's got.
He said there's 1,000 acres in all of it, oats and wheat too. And I didn't know
it. He had more oats than he did wheat, I believe.
I don't know, didn't he?
No, he. Well, I guess he did too, because.
Now the Giddings place, the all it was an oats.
Yeah.
He
didn't have any wheat down there. And his place, where he lives, there's just 15 acres of wheat there. Because when he bought it, it had never had a wheat allotment on it. Of course, he couldn't get an allotment on it then.
I'll put you to sleep if you watch those go around.
It'll get swimming.
What makes that go around the wind?
No, it's... That's a tape recording. It's plugged in.
You look at that.
Got a little motor in.
Yeah, it's motor driven. Where did you say you kept your corn?
In the granary, in the barn. A lot of it you raked it outside. Lots of times you'd make a rake, they call it. No, it was just on how much corn you had. I've seen them 50 or 100 yards long. 1,000 bushels. I put on one rick one time. I had 300,000 bushels in it.
My goodness.
And then they had a sheller come.
Had a sheller come there, big steam sheller, and about 8 men shoveling corn into it. They'd shell about 3,000 to 3,500 bushels of corn every day.
Cool.
And then the other farmers come with their wagons and picked up the corn cobs for. Because this country never had woods, you know. We didn't have trees much, and what trees there are don't make very good wood there. So we were always thankful to have anything to burn.
Now it's going to whistle. These little cotton pads in here get impregnated with this iron oxide.
Mm-hmm.
They whistle and growl, and I gotta poke them.
Well, they. Your broadcasting station does that a lot of times. I know.
What did you major in when you went to college?
Oh, I didn't major.
You didn't major in those days much,
no.
Did you? You just.
I didn't graduate.
You just took.
I did well. Oh, I had some college work, very little. You see, we had a preparatory school. We didn't have high schools, you know, in the country. And we had the prep school for the place of high school at OU. And that was the work I took while I was there. I think I have about 15 hours of college work is all.
Mm-hmm. That was a lot different then, though, than what it is today, wasn't it? What subjects did you study?
Oh, we had
math
and English and Latin. And about like the high school regular work, you know. That's what it was really. And of course, we had to take a lot of refresher courses on our grade school work because I never went to but one school that lasted more than 3 months. I attended a 7-month school one